Kof Aleph Cheshvan, 30th of October, Dain Elimelech Ben Zeta, Ken Gerim, become a Dain.
Very good morning, apologies. I've discovered that the distance from Chile to Toraway is shorter than the distance from Adwa. It took me 15 minutes. I'm so sorry. I'm really humbly apologize. Now, so we're going to be discussing this situation. Are Geirim, who is kosher to be a Dayan? Are Geirim kosher to be a Dayan? Someone who undergoes a very frum Orthodox conversion, based in Bnei Brak, you name it, it is as frum as it gets, and the person himself is a proper from Yerushalayim. He's a Talmid Chochem. He's fit to be a Rosh Hashiva. Knows Choshen Mishpat back and forth. Knows Eben Ezer back and forth. But he's a Ger Tzedek. His mother wasn't Jewish and his father was not Jewish. Is it mutter for him to be a Dayan or not? Is it mutter for him to be a Dayan or not? So the question is, why not? Why not? Yep, okay. Says the Heilige Book, Holy Book, the Alocha, and we find in Choshe Mishpat Simon Zayin, Seif Aleph, that Ger Posul Ladun LeYisrael Dine Mamoines Ad SheYimo Yoy Aviv MeYisrael. A Ger is Posul. When we're looking at the Alochas of Korv, the Posul of those who can and can't be Dayanim, Alocha says Alocha Psuka in Shulchan Aruch. Simon Zayin Seif Aleph, that a Ger Tzedek can't be a Dayan if the person who is the object or the subject of the Din Torah is a born Jew. It's a machlokes Rishonim. There are some Rishonim who are of the opinion that it is mutter. There are some Rishonim who are of the opinion that it is not mutter. Why? Oh, very good question. And we've if a miracle occurs, we'll try and address that observation. The aloch is as follows. We find that to be a Dayan is a position of Sarara. In Israel, it's a position of authority. It's a position of power. It's quite interesting that we find in the Torah. The Torah commands us to put a melech, to appoint a melech over the Jewish people. Chazal, Darshan, Man, Malki, Rabban, who are those who hold such a position of authority in our day and age. Rabbonim, Dayanim. It's quite interesting. Rav Moshe Feinstein has an interesting tshuva in which he's asked if a Ger Tzedek can be appointed as a Rosh Hashiva. And Rav Moshe says, not a problem at all. He can be appointed a Rosh Hashiva. It's not a problem at all. If he's qualified as far as being a Talmud Chochem to be appointed a Rosh Hashiva, he can be a Rosh Hashiva. Why? Because being a Rosh Hashiva is not a position of authority in the sense that the Rosh Hashiva can impose his will on the community. He can't make a decision that goes against the will of the community. He makes a decision pertaining to his yeshiva, to Derech HaLimud, to the Masechtas, they will be learning, so on and so forth. But in the same tshuva, quite interestingly, Rav Moshe says, but he can't be a Mashgiach Kashrus. Why? Because a Mashgiach has the authority, and indeed, if he doesn't have that authority, if he doesn't have that level of courage to decide against the will of the Balabais, then he can't be a Mashgiach, right? Someone who is fearful of the Balabais, of the owner of the business, he can't be a Mashgiach. It has to be someone who has the audacity, the temerity, if you will, of being there, and if he sees something, if he sees, for example, a batch of eggs, and those eggs, he finds blood spots, so on and so forth, he finds a reason that to say that those eggs are not really kosher, what is he going to do? He's going to discard those eggs. Even if the owner of the business says, no, how can you possibly do this? You're causing me a tremendous loss. He has the authority to do that. So Rav Moshe says he can't be a Mashgiach Kashrus because that's a position of authority. And he can only appoint to a position of authority someone who qualifies, as far as the Pasuk is concerned, it has to be someone who comes from your brethren. Someone who comes from your brethren, meaning he was born from the same mother, meaning his mother was also Jewish. If the father was Jewish and was Megara, that is a separate issue altogether. So we find over here that the law says, Ger posul adum le Yisrael, dinim amoynes, ad sheye imoy oy oviv me Yisrael. Now, it's quite interesting that Allah also says that, but he may be a dayan if the subject, if the one there presenting the Din Torah is a fellow convert. That he may do. Why? Because they have this common denominator. Whereas if the subject there presenting the Din Torah is a born Jew, they lack this common denominator. But let's carry on and see exactly what Allah says. V'wadin l'shloshtom gerin she'ima Yisrael k'shein, aval ger dan esager. Ger dan esager. Yeah, okay, so a ger, as we said before, a convert can be a dayan if the subject in the Din Torah is a fellow convert. But, says the Halacha further, v'yishremim l'kol ze b'kfiyah, aval sheloi b'kfiyah, kasher ladun af Yisro, which is probably what you were alluding to at the beginning. Nowadays, what is a Din Torah b'kfiyah? B'kfiyah means that he's there, he has this level of authority, and imposes his authority, or the Beis Din imposes its authority over the community, the individuals, the subjects who are there, and it's bikfir. It means they're there, they're asserting their authority, and they go above and beyond. Their authority doesn't come from the fact that the community appointed them, but rather that's who they are. But the Halacha says the following. If it's not bikfiyah, which is a deen of kibluhu. Kibluhu, what does it mean? That if the community accepts this person, if the community chooses this person, if the community appoints this person, and therein we understand Shmaya Ve'avkalya. If the community says, you know what? We know what the Halacha says, we know what the halachic requirements are. But it so happens that this individual is the greatest Talmid Chacham there is around. This individual is the one who is really prepared to occupy this important position and being not only being a Dastur, because being a Dastur, paskening halachas, answering shailas, that's not. A Ger Tzedek who is a Talmid Chacham is kosher to pasken shailas. That's a separate matter altogether.
Like
but to be a point... What?
Like Tabari was in charge where she shouldn't have been because she was better than everybody else.
I mean, that could be a good idea for a different year. Very good. Very good remarks. So if the community appoints this person, if the community receives this person, then Halacha says it is mutar. V'chein nire das ashach besifkoten aleph v'asmah besifkoten dalet v'chein naktu aktsois v'anesivois. And we have many who hold like this. And if someone is voted in, for example, being voted in, there's a shoot called v'shaverape by Rav Evers, who was a rav in Amsterdam and is now in Germany. Tremendous Talmud Chochem, happens to be Rav Kinchi's brother-in-law, has written extensively, I think his shoot is now in the fourth or fifth volume, very interesting. So he brings a situation that happened in Holland over 100 years ago. There was a Rav, the Abbez in there, I can't remember his name now, but apparently he was a Ger Tzedek, and he explains there in the Tshuva how the community accepted him as the Rav Roshi or the Abbez, It has to do with the being appointed by the community. The community congregates and say, you know what, this person is the one who is fit to occupy this position. Why? Because of his Torah knowledge, because of this and the other, and therefore they willingly accept this person's authority over them. He's not imposing it, he's not forcing himself and his dais on the community, rather he was accepted and he was appointed. Now, what happens, given that we have this machloikas over here, right? Given that we have this machloikas, if it is bikfia, then Aloha says he can't be a dayan. Yeah, he can't be a dayan. If it is be alstin kibluhu, then he can be a dayan. What happens in the following two situations, in the following two scenarios? Regarding a get, if one of the dayanim in the siddur of a get is a ger tzedek, is the get kosher or not kosher? Now, when it comes to getting, we strive to do it in a way that will never ever have any pikpuk. There will not be any shilas regarding that get. Because chas v'sholem, if there are any shilas regarding a get, then retrospectively we can have a myriad problems. What? Can have problems of manzeri meshes, ish, so on and so forth. Very complicated. So when it comes to getting, we strive. We go to any extra length to ensure that there is no pikpuk, there is no further shilas, possible shilas when it comes to the get. So let's look at the situation. Lekatchila. Can we say, in light of the information I've shared with you, can we say lekatchila that a ger should be one of the dayanim for a get? What would you say?
Why not? Why not? I mean, you don't need bezdin for a get.
Oh, very good, Rebianki, very good. Apart from the Noida Biyuda. The Noida Biyuda says, the Noida Biyuda paskins in the Noida Biyuda paskins in Medura Tinyano Ebena Ezer Simon Kuf Yudalet. According to the Noida Biyuda, a get requires a basin. And he brings it from earlier authorities, he brings it in the name of the Ozarua, of Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi, so on and so forth. So that is the opinion of the Noida Biyuda. The Noida Biyuda paskins that a get requires a bastin. Yeah. But the Maisa, as Rabbi Yanki says, and that is the Aloha Psuka in various places and get poshut, so on and so forth, that a get does not require a basin. A get does not require a basin, even though nowadays the widespread practice is that a get is administered in a basin. Right? Over here in London, every single get, as far as I know, is administered by one of the reputable basedin, bateidin in town. There is no single Masader get who does it all himself. So milekatchila we don't need one. What do we do bidyavid? Let's say, for example, they did it with a basedin, and one of the dayanim was a ger. Why? That's supposedly they were unaware of this specific halach in Shulchan Aruch. And let's say that even he was a hediot, he was someone who was asked simply to make up a bezdin there. And then they find out that this person is a ger tzedek. Well-meaning Yerushalayim is a ger tzedek. But the get will be kosher. Why? Because you don't need. You only need according to the opinion of the Noida Biyuda. If there is a day in Alocha, and it becomes the widespread minik, for example, in our town, it becomes the widespread minik that every single get is administered through a bezdin, So lekatchila you shouldn't do it. If bedyavet it was done, the get is still a very kosher get, and chas v'sholom we should have no pickbook, no shilas over the get.
Why now, is he not called Sroor? Because he's still forcing the situation on the person.
he's not imposing a get. He's not imposing a get. The husband comes to Bezin Mirtzono Yatoiv. If the husband doesn't come to the Bezin Mirtzono Yatoiv, then that get is very problematic. That get would be very, very problematic. And according to the Kanzer Rabbeinu Gershon, the wife as well has to be willing to receive the get. As we don't nowadays, we don't write getting against the will of the divorcing wife. Now, another situation, what about a situation, a basin legerus? Basin lenian egerus. If we say that a ger can't be done a Israel, but he can be done a fellow convert, what is the din when it comes to being a dayan in a basin lenian egerus? Is it mutter or not? Oh. Very good question. Is it dinei mamonis or is it dinei nefashis? Because it only applies to situations of dinei mamonis. If it's dinei nefashis, then it can't be. Is geirus, undergoing geirus, an inyan of dinei mamonis or dinei nefashis?
Neither. It's issur v'heter.
No. It is in issur v'heter. Very good. It is in issur v'heter. It is in the chelik issur v'heter. Of Shulchan Aruch in Simon Resh Samaches, you're completely right.
The life of the Torah from Israel was a ger and went back home to be Megayah his family. So it's Chalayas again.
Yeah, doesn't mean he was in the desert. He was in a caravan.
So it's quite interesting. It's a machlok. The Bemis is a machlok. Is Rashi Tosfos. It's a machlok. Is Rashi Tosfos. Rashi Baskins. According to the opinion that it is dinei mamonos, Tosfos takes a different view, and Paskins, according to the opinion that it is dinei nefashos. Why? Because you really, that person ceases to exist, and there is someone else, someone new, a newborn baby is now born. That's Tosfos' take on the matter. He Paskins that this is dinei nefashos, and Rashi says it is dinei mamonos. Why? Because by Geir, the expression mishpot is written, and mishpot has to do with dinei mamonos and not dinei nefashos, right? So that is Rashi's opinion. And we find in Poskim, in earlier authorities and contemporary authorities, are back and forth, there are various Poskim who say that milekatchila a ger can be a dayan in a basin lenian and lenian egeros. There are some who are opposed. So over here again, it will become a question of lekatchila and bedyavet. Lekatchila, should we do it? And bedyavet, if it was done, bedyavet, lesman de palig, everyone will agree that bedyavet, if this happened, the geirus is kosher, and it's not, and there are no shilas associated with the geirus. The question is, if this should be done lekatchila. Now, the situation which we are discussing today is not so much of a theoretical situation, because it is something that I had to talk to Rav Osher Weiss 7 years ago in Tavshin Ein Beis. This is the tshuva he sent me of a situation that we discovered, a situation in which someone who was a tremendous Talmud Chacham and whose mother had had a questionable geirus, and he himself underwent something that could be a geirus lechumra or could be a proper geirus, and he had been a dayan in both gittin and geirus. And so we spoke to Rav Osher Weiss. He wrote a 4-page tshuva, which is the tshuva I have with me over here. That, needless to say, caused a bit of machloikas in the community where it happened. The rabbonim of the town were a bit upset with the situation. The Rav Osher Weiss paskened that, indeed, a get doesn't require a besin, only according to the opinion of the Neder Be'yuda, and Chas v'Sholim to raise any shilas about the gittin. And the geirus that was performed was also a very kosher geirus, but he advised and he asked to meet the person in question and ask the person to make an undertaking in his presence that he wouldn't be mitzarev, he wouldn't be part of a beis din in the future for those inyonim, only for dinei mamoines, if he was asked to be. Now, it's quite interesting, to be an arbitrator, to be a sole arbitrator or a mediator, which is completely als din kiblu, because people come voluntarily to arbitration, that is not a problem at all. So if someone who is proficient in Choshe Mishpat has the necessary knowledge and two Jews want to go to him for an arbitration, for example, that would be completely mutter, because there is no greater din, there is no din kiblu greater than this one. Once again, I apologize for arriving late and now for being going at 5 minutes of your time. Be'ez Hashem, I hope to make it up in the next opportunity.